It's 12th of October. I again took a break from recording the podcast and again against my will. I confess honestly, I'm in a rather difficult psychological state, the reason for which I cannot explain even to myself. I experienced a nervous breakdown, very severe, although not very long. Moreover, it did not come at the time of being at the front, but during the days of being a few tens of miles from the front line. And although I have already overcome the breakdown, its consequences still haunt me. There are obvious problems with memory. Sometimes I can't remember even the simplest words. There are no less problems with concentration. I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining to you what is happening to me and to the country as a whole. In one of the recently liberated towns in the east, the Ukrainian soldiers warmed up several dogs, shaggy, outbred animals. These dogs never bark, walk on bent legs and while in their sleep. Even dogs have anxiety disorders after months of shelling and bombing. The Russians are already openly saying that they intend to kill anyone who does not want to obey them. And they not just say, but do everything in order to kill as many Ukrainians as possible. It's a kind of an obsession. They need to destroy Ukraine at any cost, if not subjugated, then destroy it. And I repeat, they are already talking about it openly. Their politicians, their diplomats no longer pretend that they came to rid the Ukrainians of mythical Nazis. Now the rhetoric of genocide has gone into action. A couple of days ago, our country experienced a massive rocket attack. About 100 rockets of various types and sizes flew into Ukrainian cities, killing several civilians and destroying civilian infrastructure. This is a pure terrorism, like all the rest, less massive but daily shelling of civilian Ukrainians by the Russian army. We are confronted by an army of terror, an explosive mixture of Waffen-SS and ISIS units. And the world is hesitating to give us tanks and planes or to let this assessment kill more Ukrainians. The world still lives in some kind of illusion that it is possible to somehow negotiate with Putin. And why didn't you negotiate with Bin Laden? Why didn't you discuss compromises with Hitler? Why was Mussolini killed? You could have seated him at the negotiation table and pretend that he was a respected partner and not a maniac obsessed with a thirst for power and conquest. It seems to me that not everyone in the world has yet understood that not even the victory of Putin's Russia, but any concessions to it will lead to a catastrophe that everyone will feel for themselves. If the Russians establish long-term control over part of Ukraine, if the world allows them to do so, then it will become clear to everyone on the planet that diplomacy and honest politics cost nothing, that you can achieve your goal with terror, blackmail, and murder. Putin and his people are now dismantling the system of a world order, which has been assembled for so long and so carefully under the auspices of the United Nations. And the West throws up its hands and says, well, what can we do? He has an atomic bomb. Do you know what this approach will lead to? The possession of an atomic bomb will become the main goal of all kinds of wannabe dictators, real and potential tyrants. Since this bomb is turning the West into worried impotent, everyone will want to have the bomb. QAnon will no longer storm the capital. What for? It is better to focus on finding the bomb and when the authorities themselves will give up the capital out of fear. ISIS will not climb again to storm Mosul. They will detonate one warhead somewhere in the desert and demand the surrender of Middle Eastern governments. All this is real if the world continues to be afraid of Russia. Don't be afraid. Ukrainians have been showing for almost 8 months that fear can be overcome. Be brave like Ukrainians.